This afternoon, we're sitting in an apartment in Barga Vecchia on the top floor after a long climb up the stairs with Lorcan. And he's been here, how long have you been here? For 3 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2.5 weeks, but there's a gap in the middle.
You disappeared. Where did you go? You went to Bologna.
I'm back to Ireland for a couple of days.
You went back to Ireland?
Yeah. My parents' 40th wedding anniversary.
Wow. And you've been working up here?
Yeah, it's a great place to work.
Nice place to work, as you say. Yeah, we're sitting in front of the open windows. We see out the Panya over there, the mountain. Beautiful place. So what have you been working on? What's your 3 weeks been about?
Well, working on a series of drawings, stroke paintings, I suppose, in charcoal on canvas boards. And they're based on a kind of theme of children's games, street games, kind of taken from imagery from the 70s and 80s that I got from documentary footage. So, yeah, that's what the series mostly is about.
These are definitely city scenes. This is not...
Yeah, they're all from Belfast.
This is Belfast.
Yeah.
Is Belfast from the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, it's just from documentary footage, from stills.
From stills from a film.
Yeah, so just close-ups of various kind of things going on in the street.
Rigorously black and white.
Well, there will be colour when I get them back to Ireland, but I can do all the charcoal work here, and then they're easy to transport back home. If it was doing the colour, it wouldn't dry.
No. So normally what do you paint in then? Do you paint in oils?
Yeah, I normally do it like this, with charcoal on canvas. Don't normally work on canvas boards, but...
That's a huge amount of underdrawing then. Is that what you're saying, that you do this every time you do a painting? You do underdrawing that much and then paint across it?
But I don't paint over all of it, I only add colour. I only add colour to certain sections. And I'd add some tonal colour as well. Whites and blacks and tones.
Well, what we're looking at is tonal paintings as well, tonal drawings as well. This isn't just simply black and white.
Yeah, so that one might not even have much colour in the end, maybe the background. But yeah, there's still a good bit of work to do on the charcoal aspect.
Some severe cropping going on in some of these images as well.
Yeah. Well, I suppose just, what you're kind of working with initially, the documentary footage, you want to kind of create some new images from that.
Sure. So how are these framed then? Because we're looking at one now. This one of a child.
Yeah.
Dancing or skipping. You can see her feet.
She's playing with the ball. She's bouncing the ball.
Ah, she's bouncing the ball.
Yeah,
okay.
So the ball isn't there yet.
The ball, you can kind of see. Head, we can't see. We can see the one back foot and the front foot, but seriously cropped. Mm. How do you sort the problem with putting this stuff up? How do you frame them, for instance?
Actually frame them?
Yeah.
I would frame them. A kind of normal box frame behind glass. So, you'd be able to see all of them.
You'd be able to see all of it?
Yeah. And the ball would be in that image as well, because, you need some signifiers to find out what's going on.
Sure. But what are we looking at here? We're looking at 15, a dozen?
That's about
10
pieces.
10 pieces of work. So is this a finished... Do you work for an exhibition or do you work on individual pieces? How's your work in progress? For an exhibition.
Yeah, so the show's going to be in... Well, there's a preview in Belfast in September and then the actual show Dublin, October. So I need to get the work done for the end of August.
Is that how you generally work? Or do you have a deadline, you work to the deadline?
Yeah.
Does that also decide on the quantity? Sure. Do they say you have this is your space, you have a space for 20 paintings and so you do 20 paintings?
More or less, yeah. You'd need at least 20 for a catalogue to start with. So that will kind of be the end of August deadline. And then it'd be another few weeks, another month or so really to do a few more for the actual show, but at least 20 for a catalogue, and then 20 to 30 for the show. So I need the pressure of the deadline to get the work done.
That's really what I was sort of hinted at, but that's your working method, is to pressure yourself do it.
Yeah,
not the other way around. Panic.
Panic always helps.
I can't see any panic in this work whatsoever. It's fairly well relaxed by the looks of things.
No, just the, you know, getting all the work done and not taking too long about it. Well, you know, you kind of got to get the work done in time.
You generally live in Belfast?
Yes, most of the time.
Most of the time in Belfast. So was it not possible to do this work in Belfast?
Oh, it was, yeah. I thought it would be a good idea to come over here. It's nicer.
It's certainly an easier way. Well, not easy, maybe. Just look out that window.
Yeah.
There's some great stuff going on out there.
But it's less of a distraction than if I was at home, you know. I came out of my own, so it's a bit, you know. Although there's distractions here to be done, to the restaurants or whatever, but still, I got a good bit of work done, I think. Two and a half weeks.
Where did the documentary come from? I mean, the original starting point for this was documentary films. Was this documentary films that was on television or?
Well, most of these ones here, there's maybe about 7 of them, are from one documentary that was made in the 70s that I just got a copy of and, you know, took some images from it.
So that's how it works then. You have a moving video, moving images. You take a photograph.
Yeah, of a still.
Of a still. Then do you work on a drawing before, or does it go directly onto the final board?
Well, I would work on the image on the computer, on Photoshop.
Right.
And try and, you know, create something new and different, you know, from what the original thing is, you know. And, you know, some things work well for painting, some things don't.
Do you have an audience in mind for your work?
Not really. Kind of just pick subjects that I'm interested in myself and, you know, hope that other people like them. I think if you start trying to appeal to a particular audience or something like that, it might alter what you do.
I'm quite sure that it would. And it would direct, well, it depends how you look at it. You could direct it towards a particular audience. Or not. Or as you say, you can do it to, this is my work, have a look at it. If you like it, you like it. If you understand it, you understand it. But it's not actually directed at a particular group of people.
No, but some of the work that I do at Tell would be, the last exhibition was that Cuban themed show.
Yeah.
It was all.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been, you know, mostly appealing to a certain audience, you know, but I'd say this is more a broad appeal. But so I don't really know who buys the work, or, you know, I don't really get involved in that side of it.
So it's all done by a gallery?
Yeah, a gallery, yeah. They take their permission, so they have to do something for it.
Sure.
I always think.
Sure. So what next? This is almost finished.
Well, I'll take these home tomorrow, and then just continue working on them. I have another 5 done, so I'll probably have to do at least another 5, as well as all of these, before the end of August. So, and then I'll just be working on promoting the show until the show happens.
Do you think most of these will sell then?
I've no idea. I hope so.
What happened in the last exhibition?
Yeah, most of them sold.
Do you not find that worrying? Does it not bother you that your work just disappears and you don't know where it's gone? Or who's got it?
It'd be much worse if it didn't disappear. Maybe stop this. You know, you'd have to get a job. Sometimes interesting to find out who buys the work, but... Uh-huh. Yeah, well, the main worry is the recession at home, whether or not that will affect.
And has it so far made any effect?
I think it has in general. I haven't really had a show. Well, I had a show on a Christmas and it went okay, so it affects me so far, but it's definitely affected the art world. Mm.
See, but not here, that's the strange thing. This is like Happy Island. The recession doesn't seem to have arrived here.
Really?
Well, not in Barga. It's not, life's carrying on exactly as normal.
Still as many people visiting?
There's still, well yes, they're probably spending less at the moment. If you talk to the restaurateurs in the town, they'll tell you that things are not quite as it seems. There's here, the people are here, but they're spending a bit less. But interviewing other people, yesterday I was talking to two Russians from Moscow, and they were telling me just how bad it is in Moscow, how things are happening there.
Yeah.
Obviously people coming in from London and Scotland are saying the same kind of thing. But here, it's business as usual, it carries on.
Yeah, seems the restaurants all seem to be very busy any time I'm down.
Yeah, try booking a place in a restaurant in Barga at the moment. You have to book it. If you don't book it early, you're not going to get a place.
Uh-huh.
So where's the recession? It's not quite arrived. Maybe it's on the way.
Well, fingers crossed it doesn't.
We'll see. Moving this stuff around is not a problem then. I mean, for instance, you go back on flying. You can take this stuff without any problem.
Well, that's the reasoning behind the canvas boards.
Mm.
And not using any...
I'm not using paints.
Just yet, so I can stack them. I'll put them in a portfolio.
Mm.
I'd have to check them in, which is a slight worry. But on the way over, none of the boards were damaged. Mm. So as long as somebody can put a spike through the middle of the portfolio, I'll be okay.
Mm.